I'll admit it, I'm scared of artichokes. The sharp, flat leaves seem to create an imposing fortress guarding the tender artichoke heart. They make preparing artichokes seem like a daunting task. But Melissa Clark, who writes the Good Appetite column for the New York Times, says that there's no need to tremble in fear when preparing these prickly green thistles. She's here to share her tips for making the most out of artichoke season. That's for today's Last Chance Foods. Welcome back to WNYC, Melissa.
Oh, it's great to be here.
I loved in your video, which we will provide a link to on our website, you used this big, huge globe artichoke as a cudgel. You sort of hit the palm of your hand with it, which was my initial impression of an artichoke.
Yes.
It looks like some medieval weapon. How do you begin to clean it?
Well, that's the first thing you want to do is when you look at an artichoke,
is swing it around in the kitchen.
If you want to get your kids to do what you want, you just, you know, hold it up, brandish it over their heads. But no, I mean, you really, it actually can be dangerous because each petal has a little thorn at the top. So first thing you want to do is cut those thorns off, get them out of the way. I always prick myself when I do this if I'm in a hurry. So take your time, you know, take a pair of kitchen scissors or shears and just clip off the tops of the petals all the way around. And here's the important thing. If you let artichokes oxidize, if you keep them in the air too long, they're going to turn brown, which doesn't really affect the flavor, but it's not pretty. So while you're working, you have a bowl of acidulated water, which is just a bowl of water with some squished lemons in it. And so as you cut, you just dip your artichoke every maybe, you know, 30 seconds or something into this bowl of lemon water, and that way it'll keep it from turning brown. So step one, get rid of the thorns.
Step two.
Now, this is where you have a choice. You know, if you want to serve a whole steamed artichoke, the kind that, you know, you get in restaurants where you pick the petals off and you dip them in butter and it's really very elegant, then you're pretty much done. All you have to do is trim off those thorns and then you want to cut it. You want to cut the stem off so it's level and that it sits upright in your pot.
How long to steam?
About 45 minutes to an hour. Now, if you want to do a recipe that calls for just the artichoke hearts, this is the cleaning that is a little more labor intensive. And what you need to do for that is after you've cut off the thorns, you actually pull off all the leaves. Now, the thing about it is most people will say, it's so wasteful, you're throwing out the leaves.
Right, and they know from restaurants that they can
steam those leaves
and eat the little bit of flesh at the
tip.
Yeah,
but it's such little meat. I mean, it's really not that much. And when you want to have a dish that's really artichoke-y, like a risotto or marinated artichokes, you just need to get rid of those. It's okay, I promise. You're not wasting more than maybe 2 tablespoons worth of the meat. So take
compost
them. Perfect. So take off all those leaves. And again, while you're working, just keep dunking your artichoke into your lemon water. And once you've taken off all the leaves, you're going to see you can actually hold on to the artichoke by the stem while you're working because you don't need to trim the stem off in this case because you're not going to steam it. You want to trim the stem really well. Look at the bottom of it. You'll see the white little dot in the center. Trim it down to that white part. And then when you've got all the petals off, except for the interior, you'll see some very soft, very pale green leaves in the center of the artichoke. I mean, they'll look inviting. They'll look like you want to eat them. And that's when you know to stop, okay? And it's just
when you peel it down and it's yellowish.
Exactly. And they look just tender and succulent.
Yes. Then you know you've peeled away enough leaves.
Exactly. And then you just cut off the top. And you have this wonderful artichoke heart. What you can do is, if they're baby artichokes, you're done. You can just chop it up. You can saute it in butter. You can saute it in oil. If you started with a large artichoke, you need to take out what's called the choke. Now, this is one of those things, again, when you read about it or you hear about it, you think, oh my goodness, what is this choke? How am I going to? It just sounds daunting. It's really not. You just take your artichoke, you cut it in half. And when you look at it, you can't help but notice that, you know, it looks like there's a kitty cat in there. It's all furry. And you just take a grapefruit spoon, which is nice because it has a serrated tip, or a regular spoon is fine too. And you just scoop it out. That's it. And the thing about artichokes, a little goes a long way. It's a very, very intense flavor. So if you're making a risotto for four, you really only need, I'd say, you could get away with 3 to 4 artichokes.
When I was in Italy, I had a delicious ravioli with artichoke cream. Tell me how to make that.
Oh, my goodness. I don't know the exact recipe. My guess is that they took marinated artichokes. And again, for a cream, you probably need one marinated artichoke to make a cream for four people. And they probably cooked it in chicken stock and cream and butter and pureed it and then frothed it up, you know, at the end just to make it very frothy and foamy. And that sounds like heaven to me.
It was.
Yeah.
It was really delicious. We'll stop there because now I'm getting...
I know, me too.
I want to go leave work and buy an artichoke. Melissa Clark writes the Good Appetite column for the New York Times and is the author of the book In the Kitchen with a Good Appetite. Thanks so much for coming in, Melissa.
Thanks, Amy.
To learn more about preparing artichokes and to get a recipe, click on culture at WNYC.org. I also blog about my Last Chance Foods interviews. Check it out under Amy's Food for Thought. This is WNYC.